First, I want to thank you all for being here this evening. And before I start my testimony, my personal experience, how I got to know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to turn first to 2 Corinthians for context in chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll read verse 2. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Among other very well-known verses many of us would know, this was a really strong, powerful one that would be basically really clear for everyone and really clear and simple to understand. And this is the verse that spoke to me most and that was clearest to me the day I got saved. I was brought up in Romania, in a Christian home, Christian family, Christian background, just as here every Sunday, every other Thursday as well, we would go to the assembly. Just Christian background, everything was good, Christian parents, but having a Christian family and Christian home, that is never a guarantee for you to be saved. That never guarantees your salvation. It has to be a personal experience you've had with the Lord, and it has to be that moment when you actually believed and you accepted Him as your personal Savior. It's not something that can be gained by time or just going to meetings or doing good deeds. It's a moment in your life that you've had to have, and that's when you accept Him personally as your Savior. Being more specific, I got saved on May 19th, 2002. That was just after a Thursday meeting. Before that, I wanted to pay more attention in assemblies, not just pulling out my watch from time to time to see what time it is, hoping the meeting would finish quicker. And I decided I'd start paying more attention to the Word, and I found it very interesting paying attention to the Word and actually knowing that everything that is said, that everything that's always said at the assemblies or in any meeting can always be for you and applicable for you. So I just got home, did my normal stuff, got changed and everything, we ate. And afterwards, I just wanted to ask my parents a few basic questions about the salvation. And I was supported with help. I knew what I had to do and everything. I just needed maybe a little bit of courage. And this was the verse my dad showed me. And I knew that it had to be something personal. So I could have done it with my parents as well, or just maybe how some others did it. Their parents would recite for them, maybe if they're too young. But I wanted just a little bit of help and to understand things and so that things would be a bit more clear for me. So I thanked them for their help and I said, basically, I can manage from here. So that was the time I got saved, and it was that moment in my life when you had that personal and first experience with the Lord, accepting Him as your personal Savior and knowing that you're going to go to heaven. I was always also encouraged by this. Since I was small, I like to be a really realistic person and thinking things beforehand. I always thought, okay, we'll live tomorrow. Another week will pass. Maybe we'll live till next week, another month, another year. But until when? Something had to end. Nothing lasts forever. No one lasts forever. So I thought, okay, after all this, where is there going to be? I am sure, and everyone in this whole entire world, at least once in their lives, thought about where are they going to go after they die? Or what is there going to be after death? What's going to happen? Where are they going to go? So that's what I thought, and that was just before I got saved. And I knew things were real. Life isn't just a dream. Everything's real, and nothing is forever. Everything ends. Every object, everyone goes. The only thing that lasts and that's permanent in this entire world is our souls. And that's where our souls will be, either in heaven or in hell. And I was, after that, really God, because I thought to myself, and according to the word of God, hell is just a very, very terrible place. You'd imagine, I'm sure, at least once in your life you got burned, like just, you know, by fire you got burned. It's just a fraction of a moment, and it hurts so much. It burns you, it hurts. And I hate to imagine being in hell, and that's not just a moment, not just a day, not just a week, which would be horrifying. It's forever and ever and ever and never ends. Your body doesn't disintegrate. You don't disappear. You don't melt. You just suffer and suffer forever, and pain never ends. But on the other side, just seeing a glimpse of heaven would probably remark your whole life and to be the most pleasant thing you've ever seen in your entire life. But imagine being in heaven, staying with the Lord forever and for eternity. So after I got saved, 2 or 3 years passed without being really conscious of baptism. I knew just theoretically that, yeah, after you get saved, you get baptized. I didn't know, things weren't too clear about me about the baptism or when, after you get saved, when it's supposed to be. But baptism for me and what I understood is showing others that you're saved and that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and it's a demonstration of your salvation. It's a witness you give to others that you got saved, and that when you get in the water, you died with Jesus, you went underground, and when you get back up, you arose with Him just how He arose from the grave. So I got baptized on the 30th of December 2007, and Graham and Gareth Baxter were one of the witnesses there, and that was really another happy moment in my life. And it's not something that you feel you should do, or any someone can tell you, okay, then get baptized. It's a moment you feel when you're ready to show others that you have the salvation, and that to show others that Christ lives in you. So it's just so you'll be a good witness for the others. That's just about it for tonight, and thank you all for listening and for your time.